Christy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
Not a problem. Nice to be here.
So News Corp are cutting an incredible amount of local newspapers. First of all, why is this such a big deal?
Look, it is a very big deal, and I guess I am perhaps a little bit biased because my research over the past decade has focused on trying to understand the role that local media plays in the communities that they serve. So it is a very big deal. People are very, very passionate about their local papers. Or media in general, because they really need information that's important to them to get about their communities, to understand what's happening. And so it is a really big deal.
So why then, in light of that, do you think that this wouldn't be classified as an essential service?
Well, I guess, you know, we haven't faced a pandemic like this in our lifetimes, and there's a lot going on. You know, there's job cuts across the sector. There's people that are ill. And so the media, the issue about the future of the media, I think, has just sort of slipped down the list of importance when it really just surfaced when newspapers across Australia started announcing that, well, they are just not sustainable in this current environment. And when that happened, it was quite shocking because no one had thought that a newspaper, even though local news is facing incredibly difficult times, it just wasn't on the radar that they would that they wouldn't be around at a time when people need them most. So it's really important that we do start to think of local media as an essential service that communities depend on in times of crisis like this.
What's going to fill this gap that's been left by the lack of local newspapers?
Look, our research over time does show that local news really does pop up a bit like mushrooms. So if something dies, then there will be a medium of some description that pops up in its place. It depends on how reliable, credible that is, and whether or not it's sustainable into the future. So if you look towards the UK and what has started happening here in Australia already, I've got an example in Victoria where a newspaper might collapse, and then a journalist who has been made redundant will start up a Facebook page, and they will continue that service. But what tends to happen is over time they cannot make the model sustainable. You know, they need to put food on their own tables. You know, they're doing a community service, but that comes at a cost, and they need to be paid for that.
And do you think that there'd be do you think that social media would be the thing that's going to start taking a hold? And if it is, are there concerns with that? I mean, it's not mediated like a newspaper.
Look, there's immense concerns if social media becomes the platform in which we get our local news and information. So we all know people are getting their information from Facebook, Twitter, Google searches, but someone has to produce that information. And what investigations like the ACCC have concluded is that, you know, social media have actually become quite predatory platform material. So they're leveraging off the information of what we produce, and they're the ones that benefit in terms of advertising. And we also need, as communities, to turn to sources that we know, that we trust, that will produce reliable information. You know, we've seen what's happened throughout this pandemic, where there's been a lot of misinformation, fake news, and we just can't afford for that to happen, particularly in areas in rural and regional Australia, where you might have major national news organisations or alternative platforms, but they're not filling that void that's needed in those areas. You know.
Yeah, I know, it's concerning times, isn't it? Christy, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for joining me and chatting about this today.
Not a problem. Thank you, Alex.